The second gateway, reclaim your will. Inside you is untapped strength of will, of spirit, of heart. The kind of strength that will not flinch in the face of adversity. You have only to remember your purpose, the vision that brought you to earth, and the vision that will take you to the stars, to the depths of the oceans, and up the stairway to the soul. Great strength of will resides within you, waiting only for expression. Now we turn to the second gateway. Reclaim your will. Wouldn't you agree that one of the major challenges in spiritual growth, personal growth, in life, is turning what we know into what we actually do? We already have all the information, don't we? There's no lack of information today. We can read about proper diet, exercise, health, and spiritual practices, and we already know what to do, but how do we actually do it? If you have no goals, you don't need any will, do you? You can just wander through life doing whatever is easiest. Normally it's lying horizontally in life. But most of us have goals. Most of us have something we want to achieve, to become, to do, to accomplish. And that takes will. Now, I chose my words very carefully in Everyday Enlightenment. I don't say, strengthen your will. I didn't write, find your will. I said, reclaim your will. We've all made resolutions we haven't stuck with, so we think we lack willpower. But I don't think that's the case at all. I think our problem is we make too many resolutions. Have you ever gone to work or gone to school? Or done your homework, or changed somebody's diapers, or done 101 other things when you haven't really felt like doing it? Yes, of course. You see, you already have will. You weren't feeling motivated to do that thing, but you did it anyway. You already have will. In fact, if you could save the life of a child, I think you would astonish yourself with the will you could bring to bear. So let's be clear from the outset that reclaiming your will has nothing to do with, I'm such a weak person, I lack self-discipline, that belief we have about ourselves. You don't lack self-discipline. You just may not have applied it. And that's the key to reclaiming your will. Let's explore an assessment before we go on. How would you compare your level of self-discipline with other people that you know? Do you have a goal, a direction, or a dream in your life? What steps are you taking each day to achieve it? Can you recall a time you demonstrated strong willpower? Can you recall a time when you demonstrated weak willpower? How might you apply your will to influence your diet or exercise habits? How would you assess your will in the area of sexuality? Do your budget and finances reflect self-restraint? Have people ever called you stubborn or willful? And did you thank them? When doing something you enjoy, do you need to apply your will? Why or why not? Have you recently used willpower to act with kindness or courtesy even when you did not feel that way? Would you like a stronger will? And how do you know you don't already have one? These are good questions to contemplate in the arena of will, because unless we start seeing issues that come up for us, it won't seem as relevant to us. But you can see why reclaim your will is the second gateway, because with self-worth issues explored and resolved, and with a strong will, you're ready for the rest of the gateways and for daily life. Let's talk about motivation and will. See, I'm not a motivational speaker. Motivation passes. You may feel motivated after today. In fact, after listening to this program on tape, I expect for about a week or two, you'll have a dispensation of higher energy. Make good use of it. But it won't last indefinitely. Motivation fades like any other feeling. Rather, what I intend to do is to help plant some seeds that will continue to grow that you can apply in everyday life. Sometimes you feel motivated and sometimes you don't. If you wait to feel motivated in your life, then sometimes you do it, but then you don't feel motivated, so you stop, right? And then you feel motivated again, and then you do it for a while, and then you don't feel motivated and you stop. Some of us live between infomercials, waiting for the next hit. Now, there are ways to motivate yourself, and I like motivation. I think it's valuable and useful. When we feel motivated, it doesn't feel like we're working. I trained in gymnastics for many years, and I never felt like, oh, here we go, I've got to do it. Well, actually, I did sometimes. But for the most part, I loved jumping on the trampoline and doing all the things. So I didn't need motivation. I was already pumped up. I enjoyed what I was doing. But there are many things in life we need to do that are difficult. We know that. There are ways to motivate yourself. And again, based on an understanding of how our subconscious works, I want to give you a few keys to motivation. First, our subconscious, as you may know, has the qualities and values of a young child, 4 to 7 years old. There's a certain primitive flavor to the subconscious. It likes new things. Don't we get excited about new things?